Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3181. Today it's a What to Watch Now episode, and we're going to talk about highlights from the first ever first episode, as Christina Ariel puts it, of season 3 of The High Republic Show. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy, and thank you so much for joining me for it. So, the High Republic Show's episode that just came out about a week and a half ago, basically, I gotta say, it's a little surprising in one sense, in that it's not even 13 minutes long, it's 12 minutes and change, and that's different from all the other High Republic shows they've put out before. Usually those run, you know, closer to 30 minutes, actually, but in one way it's also not a surprise, because this episode's coming out in March, and Star Wars Celebration is in April, and as we've talked about with the other things on the show, you know, it's kind of surprising that in some avenues they're releasing news about things right now that they could be waiting for Celebration for. But in this particular case, they are playing their cards close to the vest and not giving us a lot. Yes, there are some exclusive reveals. That's just basically a part of the show always, and it is again. This time they show interior spreads for Star Wars Timelines and Chronicles of the Jedi that relate to the High Republic. Actually, the whole Chronicles of the Jedi book relates to the High Republic. That's the one that's written in-universe by Cole Horton. And then there's also interior pages shown for a couple of Star Wars comics, including The Blade 4 and The High Republic 7, and also for the Phase 2 manga Precedent that we haven't really heard a lot about just yet, but is coming eventually. And there's also concept art shared, including one very particular one of note for Yana Roe, who is related to Marta Roe, and who Christina Ariel notes is an ancestor of Markion Roe. I mean, we kind of presume that with the name, but it's always good to have that confirmed. And there are two other elements of this episode that are familiar from other installments of the High Republic show, but one of them has been redone a little bit. It's a reading list feature where basically they cover stories that have been happening within Phase 2 of the High Republic so far. So there's, you know, a similar kind of thing, except they don't call it a reading list in previous episodes, but they go over the events from some of the comics and from the Battle of Jedha to catch you up on the developments in Phase 2. And then the roundtable discussion that they usually have is replaced by a conversation with James Waugh, and there is some stuff that they kind of reveal to some degree, but also James makes it clear that, yeah, they're holding off a lot for Celebration. One of the things he talks about is that as they've been developing the High Republic, they've been considering it as, you know, a space where, you know, further storytelling can happen, and certainly that's happening with the live-action Acolyte and Young Jedi Adventures. And he does talk a little more extensively about Young Jedi Adventures than I might have expected. So we find out about three of the characters, and we also find out significantly that Yoda is going to make a lot of appearances in Young Jedi Adventures, which I find particularly fascinating. And yes, this is going to be on Disney Junior as well as Disney Plus. It's targeted toward the youngest segment of audiences, but I like what James says about how there are two particularly special moments in your life as it relates to Star Wars. One of is your own discovery of it, and two, as a parent, your ability to share it with a child for the first time. And that's how they are going into the thinking about Young Jedi Adventures, which he also says is still important in terms of the world building and the connection that it makes to the rest of the High Republic situation. So yeah, we'll be checking it out here on the show and seeing just how deep we need to get into it. I don't know if we're going to necessarily do deep dive episodes over Young Jedi Adventures. We'll see. But yeah, I have a feeling we'll at least be doing regular episode coverage of them. He also talks about how incredible it is to see the High Republic coming to life in live action in regard to the current production of The Acolyte right now. And Christina also asks him questions about what we have to keep an eye out for in phase two and phase three. James brings up the Night of Sorrow, which is something that has already been discussed or at least hinted at. And this is basically going to be whatever happens on Dalna at the end of phase two, which is really going to be a horrific thing. But James says it's actually going to play out across multiple media within the storytelling. So that's very exciting. Then for phase three, James is completely understandably resistant to saying anything, but there's one just, I don't know, it's not even really a slip. He starts to say, "We return," and then doesn't finish the sentence and then says, "Well, you know, we'll find out about it more at Celebration." And he does say that it is the grand finale of everything that they've been producing across multiple formats and that it's going to be epic and big. It's the culmination of their efforts, but it's probably also not the end of Star Wars storytelling in the High Republic either. At least that's my read on the whole situation. It's been this popular to begin with that they've decided to expand into live action and animation, that good grief, why wouldn't they continue to tell stories in this sandbox? It just, you know, won't necessarily be in this same epic banner situation of the phase one, phase two, phase three. Who knows? You know, maybe they'll find a way to create little pockets within each of the phases. I'm sure there are options galore in that regard. So yeah, even though it was a much shorter episode of the High Republic show than it usually is by comparison, still packed with some interesting information, and those are the highlights that jumped out at me for it. So I'll link to the whole episode in the blog post for the show's episode at sw7x7.com and in the show notes, so that way if you want to check out the whole episode for yourself, you can. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. So it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.